Hi everyone, this is Amy Serafini and welcome back to Module 6 of the Self-Love Adventure. This is our final module. We're going to talk about good habits going forward. It's super important to keep the momentum going because, of course, in 6 weeks we're not going to totally have learned to love and accept everything about us that we've been not liking or hating for the rest of our lives. It's going to take a little longer than 6 weeks, although it does go surprisingly fast. It's one of the things I love about tapping. It can speed up results so much faster than when you don't use it. So today we're going to talk about how to integrate this into your life so that it's you keep on the adventure and keep making more progress and feeling better and better about yourself and feeling more confident and more trusting and more relaxed and at peace with everything going on in your life, no matter what happens. And that is our goal. So I sent everyone the module 6, and I have a number of strategies. These are really my favorites. These are the ones that I use with my private clients, and I also use myself. And very, very effective, and they really help you to have a specific plan, because here's what happens. If you don't have a plan, if you just think it's a really good idea, it's going to be a week from now, and you're going to be like, oh, crap, I haven't done anything in regards to tapping. It's nice when you're in a course, you have the weekly reminder to do something, and we have the class, and you get the reminder of the recording. But when you don't have that email reminders, it's really easy to get out of the habit. So let's make a plan today for what you are going to do. So I talk about in the module or in the workbook that we've made a lot of progress over the last 6 weeks. You've learned and practiced using EFT more and more. You've learned some different techniques. You not only learned practice using EFT, just the straight basic formula, but also you learned clearing memories. You learned where do I feel it in my body, and then we also practiced the choices method. So you've got a lot of diversity within your EFT tool belt there. You also now understand the 5 main avenues of lack of self-love to explore, what's keeping you disconnected from your self-love with the 5 different modules that we did. So you've got a lot of awareness, you've got a lot of ideas and direction, and now we're going to take it into strategy. I always like to call it strategy, even though it's kind of like a masculine kind of game-playing kind of word, but it is a way to get from here to there. How are you going to do it? So if you go to the tools page, I've outlined my favorites. There's 5 of them. So first of all, definitely reuse this course material. It's designed so that you can go back and use it over and over and over again. You can print out new worksheets. You can listen to the material again, tap along with me again. You can do all of those. You know, you can just keep using this really for the rest of your life because you will always have some more issues that come up or more issues that you've uncovered that you will want to address. And they will fall into one of the 5 categories. So just by going through the course again, it will help you focus on those things and come up with what you want to tap on. I also, you know, you don't have to do it in order. You don't have to go through the class all 6 modules, or really just we want to repeat the 5 modules in order. If you have one module that was, you could tell, really packed a wallop for you and we went through it the first time, then go back to that one next and stay on that one for a month or two, because you're going to have probably quite a few items to tap on in that week or in that module. So you can either, you know, so you can either go through it the whole thing again or focus on whichever week feels most important for you and stay on it until you feel like you're ready to move to another week. It's totally up to you. Then the next thing I suggest is the mirror technique. And a lot of you probably have my book, Loving All of Me, Even the Parts I Thought I Had to Hate. And the mirror technique is a combination of methods that I've learned from a variety of different people. And I picked bits and pieces of it and combined it all into the mirror technique. So Some of it's mine, and a lot of it's not mine. But it is uniquely mine in that they're combined in the way they're combined. So I'm going to take ownership of it, but with a big shout out to all the people that that helped me. First of all, I learned working with the mirror from Louise Hay. She's kind of the grandmother of self growth, and she talks a lot about that in her books. You Can Heal Your Life is one of my most used reference books, and she talks about looking in the mirror. Then Debbie Ford, she talked about your shadow side. That was her main mission in life, was to learn to accept the darker parts of you that she calls your shadow. And then I use the EFT technique of rating things on a scale of 0 to 10 just because I think that's so useful and it helps give you an indication of what kind of progress you're making. And then I threw in some other different types of phrasing based on just other things that I've learned. So if you want to download that book, it's a very simple technique. It's 3 steps. And it takes you through it step by step, but it's basically you're looking in the mirror and you're telling yourself, looking in your eyes, that you love yourself. Now we do this with tapping. You know, we say at the end, I love and accept myself. But adding in the mirror and looking at your eyes and really being that visual representation and that connection with your eyes, it can make it a lot stronger. And some people have a really hard time and are not able to tell themselves in the mirror that they love themselves. So that's one of the first steps. But then it's also great to tell yourself you love the things that you didn't used to like, and especially for visible things or things that you can easily are tangible and easily summoned up. So, you know, obviously the things that you see in the mirror, so maybe you have a big nose, all right? So, and you always hated it, and probably if you hated your nose, when you looked in the mirror, the first thing you looked at is your nose, because I don't know why that's what we all do. If you have a zit, as soon as you look in the mirror, you look at your zits, see what it looks like now. You don't look at the nice parts of your face or the normal parts of your face. You always look at what you don't like. So you look in the mirror and you see your nose that you don't like. And instead of that thinking that, you consciously make an effort to look in your eyes and tell yourself, I love my nose. I love that about myself. I love my big nose. And it just gets you into a different feeling state, whereas before you have this energy of negativity and unacceptance and unfairness, because why were you born with this big nose and other people weren't? And it helps you rearrange that energy into a positive, peaceful, accepting energy. Now, there's also some techniques in there about reframing things that you used to think were terrible. So a big one for women and for men is having like a belly, having a pooch. So a lot of people, when they try on clothes, if they have a belly, they always want to stand sideways and look at their belly and see how their belly looks, or see how much does this accentuate my belly. It's a big thing. So you can look at your belly, and instead of thinking, I don't like the way that it sticks out, you can think about all the things that you love about your belly. Okay, so your belly is actually doing some pretty great things inside of there that you would be dead if you did not have your intestines and your colon and your reproductive organs if you're female. You would not have those. You would not be alive without those things. So that belly is really doing some important work. And if you think, if here you were, so imagine you're the belly, and here you are trying so hard to do everything that you need to do to keep the body alive and support it and digest food and eliminate waste. And you're doing all these amazing things. But every time your host, you, think about you, you have negative, hateful energy towards it. How would that feel if you were that belly? You know, it feels pretty painful. It's like, really? Can you not see all the important things that I'm doing for you? I am doing this out of love. I am doing my very best. And when you think of it, you know, as its own entity, you can have a different energy towards it and really start appreciating it for what it is as opposed to what it's not. And just changing that energy can really make a big difference. And the other thing I like about the mirror technique is that it's very easy to do. You can do it getting ready in the morning or going to bed at night when you're brushing your teeth. You know, you're in front of a mirror pretty frequently, and you only have to do it for, you know, 10, 20, 30 seconds at a time. In the book, I recommend doing it a little bit longer, but if that's the time you have, and if you can just somehow get used to every time you're in front of a mirror saying that quick saying one round of I love yous towards yourself, you know, think how many times you would be able to do that throughout the day, and think about the progress you'd make, because it would just build and build and build each day as you did that. And it would happen so many times a day in small little bursts, so it's never a chore, it's never something you have to do, but something just gets done. And then there you are at the end of, you know, a week, you've done it so many times, and at the end of the month, you've done it so many more times. It's a really easy thing to incorporate into your life. So mirror technique, yeah. Then the personal peace procedure. We talked a little bit about that in the last module. And this is a good way to keep on track with tapping, to not forget things, and then also, importantly, see the progress that you've made. So I recommend keeping a notebook or some sort of journal or some sort of list. It can be in your phone if that's easier for you, where you write down everything that you think you should tap on, that you like, you know, when it comes up, it's like, ooh, need to tap on that. So you just keep a running list, and you just work from the top down, okay? So whenever you're doing your tapping, which I'm going to suggest that you do 5 minutes a day, I recommend first thing in the morning, ideally even before you get out of bed, and then last thing at night. It's a really good way to set up the day and to close out the day and set up a good night's sleep. So you just, but what are you going to tap on? Okay, so you can't, it's like, oh, I just always tap on the same things. But if you have this personal peace procedure list, then you will always have something ready and available to tap on. So all you do is you have this list wherever you keep it, and you write down whatever comes to you throughout the day. You just know you have a place to store it. It's not in a sticky note here and in a, on a list over there and in your computer over here. It's always in the same place. You write down the memory, the belief, the thought, anything that you catch yourself thinking about that you know does not support you and does not serve you in loving and accepting yourself. So you just write it down, and then I highly recommend writing down the number of intensity that you have at that moment, okay, so that you remember, you know, when you get to it, like, oh, it's not even that bad anymore, or it's gotten worse, or I don't even need to do it at all. And I really feel that if people see progress, they're more, it's like when you're on a diet. Like if you weigh yourself at the end of the week and you lost 10 pounds, you're like, I am staying on this diet. But if you never weigh yourself and you only, and you were, let's just say you were naked all the time, so you weren't wearing clothes that you could indicate whether you'd lost weight or not, and there were no mirrors, you're just not as motivated because you don't even know if it's really even working. So by keeping the numbers and using the rating system, it really helps you see the progress. So you write down the event or belief or memory or whatever. You write down the intensity and then write down the date that you wrote it down. And then that's all you have to do. And then when you're doing your tapping, you just start wherever you are on the list, and you cross things off as you go, and you just work on the next thing. And what you'll find is you might get to a memory, and because of some tapping you did previously on a different memory, that this new memory doesn't have any charge at all. And maybe you wrote it down 3 months ago, but 4 months ago you did some tapping that was related, and now when you're looking at it, you're like, oh, I don't even need to do that one, and then you just keep moving on. But it makes it easy. You always have some tapping to go to, and you can look back over the list and see all the progress you've made and all the things that you've cleared in your life. So, yeah, personal peace procedure, really, really good. Then self-care daily list. I love this list. My coach gave this to me a couple years ago, and I really, really like it because it's so easy, especially with these things that only take a minute or two or 5 minutes. It's so easy to get out of the habit of doing them or forget or not even remember if you did it that day, and then for it to go 5 days and you can't remember the last time you did it and you think you did it yesterday, but then you actually realize you didn't do it since last week. It's very easy to just to get confused and lose track. So with the self-care daily checklist, and I gave you a copy in the workbook, it's at the end of the workbook, you write in, you have one per week. So I recommend printing it out. I actually like to keep a copy or like keep my template, and I write in this, I type in the things every week that I'm going to do, because a lot of things will be the same every single week. So it might be exercise, it might be tapping, it could be deep breathing exercises, it could be stretching, whatever it is that you want to do to take care of yourself that you know supports you, you can write that down in the activity. Sometimes there are things that you don't necessarily want to do every day, and you maybe just want to do it 3 times a week. So you can write that in. Or sometimes you want to do it more than once a day. So it might be tapping you want to do more than once a day. And then what I do then is I just have to put two checks in the box for that day. So if it's tapping, you can just type in the two checks when you do it. And if it's something that's three times a week, then you know you only have to do it on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But this is a really good way to keep track of all the little things that you want to do. People put in here like to read inspirational or spiritual books or read the Bible. You can put in the time frame, like read 15 minutes of the Bible, and then you check that off. You could also just, you don't have to have a time frame. Even if you read 5 minutes, that counts. So whatever motivates you or whatever you feel good about, I recommend starting small, okay? So it's really easy to fill this list up with like 15 things that you want to do every single day. And then it gets discouraging because you realize you're not doing them. So I recommend just starting with a few of your most important ones. So I'm, of course, going to say that I want you to put tapping on there. So you can put some tapping on there, and you may put tapping 5 minutes twice a day, okay? Then maybe read a spiritual or inspirational text 10 minutes. And then you have that on there. And then maybe it's walk for 15 minutes a day or 20 minutes or whatever. And those are the three things you start with. And then give yourself at least a week of feeling really comfortable incorporating that into your life before you add anything else. It may take a couple weeks before those three things are comfortably integrated into your life. And then add a fourth and fifth, or even just add one more thing. So the idea is not to overwhelm yourself, not to bite off more than you can chew, but to slowly but consistently integrate those things into your life so they actually just end up becoming a second nature. And you probably want to work out some sort of pattern. So if it's, say, you want to do some mirror work and you want to do some tapping, maybe those are things you do, like I said earlier, in the morning, first thing in the morning and last thing at night. Maybe you have at lunchtime is when you read a bit of the inspirational book that you want to read. You want to figure out when during the day this is going to happen. But because you have to look at it, so you write them in and then print it out and then keep it on your refrigerator, on your counter, or somewhere on your desk, somewhere that you see it every single day, maybe your dresser. And keep a pen nearby, and then just make your checks as you go throughout the day. Make them as soon as you can instead of waiting till the end of the day. But always you want to review that you did these self-care items. And it's just super simple. If I get away from this, I really notice it. Like, things just don't happen. But when I have this checklist and it's very clear what I'm wanting to work on, then I make them happen. Now you can eventually, once you've like integrated all your favorite things into your life and you're feeling good, I still recommend keeping the checklist every single week. Even if you feel like, I got this, I am in a routine and I know exactly what I'm doing, still keep the checklist because it's proof of, you can look at this piece of paper and think, wow, I am really taking care of myself and feel really good about it. I also will put things on there that I don't, that aren't self-care, I'm going to admit, but there are things that I really want to get done, and I do find motivation in checking things off the list. So I may put things I don't particularly enjoy. It could be like cleaning, like tidying up at night before I go to bed. That could be 10 minutes of tidying might be on my list. It usually is. It could be something I'm just going to do once a week, like clean the bathroom. But I put that on there because I know I'm looking at this list all the time, and it helps me. However, I recommend doing that much later till you love the list first, and then you can start using it for some things that you need some accountability on but aren't as exciting and rewarding feeling as the self-care items. So that's how to use the self-care checklist. And then the last thing that we're going to cover is the reward system. And this is really my favorite. I mean, it's all kind of related, but this is the most fun part. So I highly recommend having a system of rewards for you. And even though you can say, well, it makes me feel good to tap, it makes me feel good to read a spiritual book, isn't that reward enough? No, it's not. So what you want to reward is consistency, okay? You want to reward taking care of yourself on a consistent basis. and complete basis, you know, not just doing one thing here and another thing the next day. And you really want to be, you know, completely, you know, this is a making this a big priority for you. You know, one of your top 2-3 priorities in life is taking care of yourself. And the reward system is crucial. So you can set up your rewards however you like. You could set up a reward, you know, if I check everything off in a given day, I get X. And that could be something like a square of chocolate. It could be something like you get to read a book, a novel, or something that's just like play, or you watch a sitcom that you like, or something that you really enjoy but maybe isn't the most productive, you know, thing. I'm not saying put on there like, you know, I get to read an encyclopedia or read National Geographic or something. Something that you like, you enjoy doing, and I would totally use things that you're going to do anyway. So, because I do this all the time. Like, I pretty much don't get to do anything that I enjoy unless I've done something else first. Unless I use it as leverage to get something else done that I'm not as keen to do. So, I have a few comedies that I like to watch each week. So I will use those as a, you know, like, oh, if I do this, then I can get to watch my comedy. And I'm going to watch the comedy anyway, but it just gives me some motivation when I'm doing this other thing that I'm not as keen to do. So use things that you already do. Use new things. Think of new things. And you want to have kind of a level of reward. So you might have a little tiny reward, which is like a little square of chocolate. Okay, so maybe that's one reward for a day. And then you might want to have a bigger reward if you check everything off for a whole week. What do you get? Okay, maybe that's a manicure. Or maybe that is a 1-hour long hot bath with candles and oils. Okay, you know, it's lunch with a friend, or, you know, maybe it's going out to a movie, or just something that you enjoy doing and you can feel like, yeah, I really earned this, and I earned it in such a great way by taking care of myself. So, and if money is an issue, you know, there's plenty of things that you can do that are free, like, you know, going to the park, or, you know, playing with your children, or something that you just would feel really good about knowing that you accomplished so many great things for yourself in order to get this gift. And then have a month-long gift, you know, and maybe it's not you have to check everything off for the entire month, because that's pretty hard to do, never miss one check a day. But maybe you get, you know, maybe it's, if there's 30 days in the month, maybe you do it on, you know, 25 days, you get every check. And then you get a bigger reward, whatever that is, whatever feels really good to you for that. And you can trade up, and, you know, I have one client that likes to give herself gold stars and smiley faces for when she does things on a daily basis. And then she's allowed to trade in 5 gold stars for a chocolate bar, or one of her things is she likes to play Guitar Hero. So but she feels silly doing it. So she will trade in her 5 stars for an hour playing Guitar Hero. And then she doesn't feel silly doing it. She just totally enjoys it because she knows she, you know, earned it. So I recommend totally doing the reward system because it's super fun. And I also recommend keeping a running list of things that you can reward yourself with, because that's usually the hardest thing when I work on this with a private client, is they can't think of anything that they really want other than like chocolate. So, you know, maybe a glass of wine. You know, who knows what it is for you. But what I have told people to do is just, like, say, okay, you kind of have to have a different mindset, like, oh, I would just go get that for myself. When I need a mani-pedi, I just go get a mani-pedi. But you put that on your list, and then it becomes a goal to work towards instead of something you just automatically give yourself. Or going out with friends, for example. You know, you can just use it. If this works for you, rewards work for most everybody. You know, they work for dogs, they work for children, they work for humans, adults. So you can just write down anything you enjoy doing on your rewards list, and then just figure out when you're going to, you know, what you want to do first in order to be able to do that reward. So this is another way to incorporate self-love into your life and to feel even better doing it, not just because it's good for you and it feels good doing it, but you also get, like, a cool reward. So So how many times did I say reward in this conversation? Like 1,000. Okay, so those are my suggested strategies. You need to figure out what works for you. Play around with it. Just see, you may have other strategies that work for you. And if anything has worked for you in the past, then use it again. Because we're all different. And some clients like some of these and don't like others. It's totally up to you. But this gives you a good idea to how to build a self-love habit going forward. And now many of you are also in the monthly call, which is great. So that can be a monthly thing. And also some of you upgraded to get a session with me. So that's cool. We can really refine this, talk about where your biggest of the five modules, what's weighing you down the most of the five, and tap on that directly for you, and then really refine your strategy so that you can integrate it into your daily life. So for those of you, if you did get the upgrade package, let's schedule that. You can email me directly, and we'll get that scheduled. And I will let you know about the monthly calls, what time. I'm going to switch up the times. It's not going to be Wednesday at 4. I mean, it may be sometimes, but I'm going to move them around just so that people who can't make the Wednesday at 4 time can potentially make it live on other calls. So I'm going to try to do at least, some evenings. Probably Monday evening will be one time. And maybe some mornings, and just switch it up so that you have potential of being on the call live, and then of course everyone will get the recording as usual. So that is the plan going forward for that. So let me see if I have any questions. If you have, let me look on the. You can hit *2 if you want to ask a question, or you can type it in to the text box on the web stream screen. Okay, so no one is doing *2. It can also be if you want to get some clarification on a topic from previous weeks. If you want to do that, hit *2, and I can answer any questions about the last 5 weeks also. Okay, no *2s. All right, well, I guess this is going to be a shorter call. And make sure if you're not on the Facebook page that you let me know so I can invite you, and you can post any questions ongoing there, and I will definitely visit. It'll notify me when there's new posts, and I'll pop over and answer any questions that you have there. So thanks a bunch for being part of the Self-Love Adventure, and I will talk to you in March. Thanks. Bye-bye.